Okay, just want to welcome everybody with another podcast. Today we've got Daniel once again with us, joining us, and we've also got drumroll, Kyle Polian. And so he's our young adults ministry leader. He was the youth leader, and it blew up so powerfully that we had to divide it. And so yeah, that's it. So what we want to do is, we want to start by just Kyle letting us know about the ministry, what's the whole goal of the ministry, and then maybe let us know what you're doing in the ministry, what's going on. But first of all, what's the main goal of it, what's it all about?
The main goal of the ministry, I would say, is really, is I came into church as a young adult, so it's a ministry that I hold personal to me. And what it is that at that age, you know, like late teenager to early adulthood, it's kind of like where you decide to take your position in life or your direction that you're going to follow. So for me, it's that as they come into this crucial period in their life, they actually get to know God personally, and that they will go into adulthood, full adulthood, where they begin to start families and start their lives knowing Christ.
Yeah, very good. And so you have a little, what's the...
Yeah, so my, I was trying to think of something. I didn't want it to be cheesy. But the thing for me, I was trying to be personal about it and look at a lot of the young adults that I knew that come in at the same time as me and my own personal self, and that through the discipleship of Christ, that basically I came up with locked in and unlocked. And what that is that through discipleship and getting to know Jesus, I could be locked into Christ and a relationship with him, and therefore going to church, so locked into the kingdom of God, reading my word, knowing God in prayer. And through that, the potential that was inside being unlocked, you know, we see a lot of young adults in our area or in our communities that the potential that's unlocked in them is the wrong way. They're directed in the wrong way and end up going down the wrong path. But we believe that through Christ and coming into the kingdom of God, that potential can be unlocked, and they could actually be people that are positive in society and actually take this community forwards and go on to excel in every area, career, family, and most importantly, their relationship with God.
Yeah, excellent. And so, just so people get a little bit of background who don't know, you came in, how old did you when you got saved?
19.
19, and so you was really just doing nothing.
Yeah, I basically, literally, like I came in, I just finished college. I decided not to go uni because I was like, I didn't want to end up with student debt. Had no career prospects and kind of was just heading the wrong way, actually. At the time, I decided that I was just going to do anything I could do to make money. And I remember I realized how desperate I was when I said to a friend, anything you've got that can make money, whether that be a robbery, whether that be drugs, whether that be fraud, I'll do it. And looking back on it now, I realized I was in a place of desperation. Actually, when I got saved, I had a big drug debt that I had accumulated. People that owed me money had gone to prison. I owed someone else money. And all of this, and I was just really in a mess. Then I came to know God, and it wasn't like plain sailing, but he managed to work it out without me having to do anything dodgy. I was actually able to throw away drugs that I needed to use to make some money back. And I was able to throw it away, and through God's grace, I was able to find a way to then pay my debt back and leave without ever going to prison, without ever being arrested. I managed to escape with my record intact and my faculties intact. And I thank God for his grace that in that blind period of time, my blindness didn't lead me into a crash.
Excellent. Very good. So, and then now, how old are you?
27.
Young 27. How long have you been married?
3 years in 2 weeks.
Veteran marriage, and father of one, but two on the way.
Two in 2.5 weeks.
2.5 weeks, twins.
Twins.
Boy, girl.
Yes.
God is good.
Amen.
Amen. Praise Amen. God. And so, Daniel's getting some ideas now. It's contagious. and so, just to give a little bit of an advertisement, what's on the horizon for young adults ministry? What should people be looking out for over the next few months?
So what people should be looking out for is events that are led and run by these young adults. So we can see that these people are coming in and they're so gifted, they're so talented, and maybe in the world their gifts wouldn't have been used. Maybe in the world they would have thought that their gift is not good enough. But through the discipleship of the church and through the Holy Spirit actually touching them, we're going to be using them and letting them run events so that we can actually see just what these people have. We're going to be fellowshipping once every 2 weeks, every Friday, going through a book, a deep book about fellowship and the community of Christ. But also we're going to be doing events. So this Thursday we're going to Flip Out, which is a trampoline place. And we're just going to be doing things together. But most importantly, I want to see that these young people themselves are making a big impact in our local community.
Excellent. And so that's very good. Good stuff. So we're in a series at the moment, Love Life. And so we do it every year. And so the theme of this year's Love Life was healthy relationships, just having that healthy relationship. And so breaking it down into segments, where we started with a healthy heart, we spoke about healthy people, and yesterday we spoke about like healthy courtship. And so just to get your feedback and input from a perspective, what's the takeaway that you're getting from these? Start with Daniel. I know you said you remember every word I've preached so powerfully. No, but you said the first healthy heart.
Yeah. I think to start off with, I'd say the whole concept of it being healthy, I think it's really good, because I think if you look at it from, imagine you had a personal trainer and you're going to that personal trainer and he was saying to you, I can make you healthy. But he wasn't healthy. It would, you know, in your mind, would you trust that person? Would you believe that a person would really be able to help you? And the reality is, on many occasions, he probably wouldn't be able to help you. So I think with the health series, I think often you have to start with yourself. Because I think many times, if we're not healthy ourselves, we can end up trying to help other people. And then what's affecting us can then be passed on to them. So that was the start. I thought the healthy series is really good. Healthy heart, I think it carries on in the same vein as that, really, because the Bible says that, you know, to guard your heart, because out of it flows the issues of life. And then I really liked the most recent sermon, which was healthy courtship, because I think it's really important for people that are coming into Christ now, that are thinking about dating, that are dating, to really kind of look at themselves and deal with issues that they've got before they then go and enter into a relationship with somebody else. And I think the courtship one was really good because it spoke about values, making sure you don't want to end up, you know, go into a relationship with someone, getting married, and then down the line realizing that your kingdom values, they don't share the same values as you. Mm. So it really stood out to me for that reason, because I think those things are really important. So, yeah.
Yeah. Carl? What's the takeaway? What stood out?
For me, I've been obviously in the church since Love Life started, and I've gone from not being interested in it at all, thinking it's just cheesy and whole Valentine's thing, I'm just not interested, to really appreciating it. And now as a married man, you know, just looking at it, and it's not just about Love Life and excitement of dating or the excitement of a prospective relationship, but actually looking at areas of my life, you know, I'm married, but that doesn't mean I've arrived in any way. And actually looking in areas of the health of my heart, and actually thinking, wow, there's still areas where I can see where there's some hurt there. And actually being able to identify it through the sermon, and then being like, you know what? I really need to address these areas going forward, because as a husband and now as a father as well, I don't want to be putting this hurt onto my children. And I feel like I was able to meet with God during that sermon specifically, and actually say to God, you know what? These are my issues, and please help me with them, but identify with them. Healthy people, again, this is something that I didn't take as serious in the beginning. And, you know, I had to really take counsel from you and actually look at things and say, you know what, like, Pastor, look at this. And you had to ask me questions and made me really identify what it is to want to date and what the reasons for dating are, and have to identify within myself, are you ready to date? And healthy courtship's a big one, because it's like the buzz sentence of the world now, like, oh, this social media generation. But it really has changed things. And even from the 8 years I've been in church, I've seen things completely change with the Snapchat and with Instagram, and the accessibility of women and images of women that don't look like real women. And what you're getting now is you're getting young people coming into church, women that want to appear a certain way and men that want their women to appear a certain way. And what it is that that's kind of, it's hardening the hearts of people, like it's changing how they look at the opposite sex, and especially men. Now, they're completely different. They're completely different from a perspective that it's just like, as long as she looks good, I don't really care what's deeper. And then that whole concept of like dating, just having one goal, which is the reality, and everyone wants to date because dating is the cool thing. But really, you're speaking to people that are dating and you're asking them, or want to date, I should say, and you're asking them, are you ready to be married? And it's kind of like, they just want to date to try a thing versus dating with a view to marriage. Yeah. I can say that. One thing I know for sure, I'm still not arrived, but one thing for sure, when I dated, I was thinking about marriage.
Yeah.
I was thinking about marriage. I was like, I'm ready to be married now, so it's time to date. So that's why I was able to date and get married within under a year, because I was ready. But like, for me now, it's just like, that message, I feel like I had so much weapons and tools that I was able to now minister to people through that sermon and say, look, this is what it's all about. And I feel like when I spoke to people, and I said, what do you think? People were challenged, man. And people that, you know, are in relationships that may not be right, new to Christ, etc., they were able to say, you know what, I know I need to change that. I know I need to address this. I know I need to do this and that. So for me, that healthy courtship was very instructional, but I feel like every area has been dealt with, kind of like from a perspective of sorting yourself out, analysing how you're looking at people and yourself again, like your own heart, and then looking at like how to date properly. Or court, which is exactly what it is.
I think that's the thing. That's what we're trying to achieve, because it's the heart. You know, if your heart and checking your heart. I think the thing was, I was studying it, looking at it, is the heart sees what it wants. Mm. That's a big thing. When you want something, your heart will see what it wants. People, you know, there's a thing called cognizant dissonance. People will convince themselves that something is right, and it's very hard to change their mind. Okay. Until they change their heart. And you know, just about healthy people, you know, it, really being healthy, but from the perspective that sermon is so that you can identify healthy people. Mm. So you can look at someone and say, is this person gonna be healthy for me? Because how are you gonna have a healthy relationship with someone who's not healthy themselves? Mm-hmm. And so many times, like you guys have said, people are looking at these surface issues. And sometimes what they think is character is something like the person is just kind to them, mm. or polite to them, or nice to them. Mm-hmm. And it's so easy for someone to conform to niceties when they think they're going to get you at the end. Yeah. And they'll slip into that mode. But you've got to look at, how do they treat their family? How do they, you know, look at their track record? If you buy a house, you get a survey. If you buy a car, you want to see a logbook. With a person, it's so much more important to look at how are they looking at these other, how do they treat these other people in their life. Mm-hmm. And I think just changing the church's perspective on relationships, realizing that, you know what, we need to court, not date. I mean, it's a play with words. I mean, whether you call it dating or courting, I don't care, but the outcome is different. Courting is, are you compatible for me? Mm-hmm. Are we, you know, at the end of this goal, we want marriage. That was what we went into this, the end of this goal. And if, you know, courtship, there's no physical contact, there's no kissing and having sex with somebody and touching and all of that. And so if at some point in the courtship, you realize that, you know what, actually, we're not compatible. We thought we was, we weren't. There's no crime in that. You shake hands, you split. There's no embarrassment. There's no violation. There's no, you know, other people like, oh no, that was my man's girl. You know, there's none of that because you was just courting. Mm-hmm. And so that's what people have got to understand, that in this generation, we can't go. That dating model is producing errors. You know, if half the planes that took off landed safely, we'd say there's a problem with the system. If half the children that came out of school couldn't even read a word, one word, cat, mm. we'd say there's a problem. And the same with hospitals. So it's just looking at that way. So we've still got another 3 sermons in the series. This Sunday we've got Pastor Carnegie, and so that's a worthy interruption.
Is he preaching a part of the series or?
No. He's a boss, so he gets to choose whatever he wants. I would not dare to try and influence. You know, when you see a masterpiece, a master at work, you don't interrupt. But yeah, all right, guys. So thanks for that. And so everybody keep tuned, and we'll let people know what's going on. If you want different things to be talked about, let us know.
Amen.
Peace.